live from Truman and Jacobson's haberdashery in Independence, Missouri. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. And once in a while, other topics. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, and philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the longtime legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who still has his World Book Encyclopedias, Richard J. Ringhausen. And, you ready? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the seven-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who can still carry a bundle of roofing shingles up a ladder, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Here I am, my friends.
Oh, ho, ho! You stirred them up, stirred the crowd up. Quiet down, everybody. One last little gasp there. Hey, before we start talking about alligator wrestling.
Yeah?
During that intro.
Does it make you want to start singing that Three Dog Night song?
I was wondering about that.
Baby!
Yeah, it starts with the circus song.
Up on highway.
That's a pretty good song. You know, Three Dog Night had some falling out amongst them, and they're still around that they could play.
Their lead singer just died. Last couple of months.
But they had falling out and never got back together.
Like the Beatles. Decades ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Like at the height of their career type thing.
Really?
Like any one of them was going to have a better career on his
than
own
what they had
than
right
what
there.
They had with the Three Dog Night.
I think they had the number one song of the year.
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. And that's still a great song.
Agreed. During the intro, it talks about you carrying a bundle of roofing shingles up a ladder. When you were younger, we used to roof like the, you know, we're farmers, so dad was never going to hire someone to roof like the barn or anything or
right.
the house
right.
if we could just do
right.
it ourselves.
Right.
And that would involve carrying the shingles up to the roof to put them on.
Yeah.
Did you have to break the bundle apart and take half of them at
yeah.
a time?
I was a kid.
But you became older.
Yes, then I quit doing roofs.
I've carried a full bundle up the ladder.
Okay, great. Good for you.
I'm just here sitting here smiling to think that I've done something you haven't done.
I didn't say I haven't done it, but I say if I had a choice, I'd split it up.
No, I mean, have you ever carried a full bundle?
Yeah, I think I did it out of peer pressure.
The same way you started smoking?
I don't know that I smoked for peer pressure.
I dare you. Double dare you. Last week, or a couple weeks ago, whatever weeks ago it was, you made some remark about your kids mispronouncing a word, and do you just let them continue to do so?
Yeah.
So that when they get older, they're ruined.
Right.
What made me think about words that are mispronounced commonly?
Common mispronounced. Okay, remember when we were kids, and we'd be at Granny Tershman's house, and she had pulled the flashlight out of the kitchen drawer, and it wouldn't turn on, and she needed to replace the...
batteries?
What did she call them?
I only remember the word batteries.
She said it with only two syllables.
Batteries?
Batteries. Oh, we need new batteries.
Well, that's a mispronunciation. I'm not sure that's... I'm wondering that's on my list, even. Mm. Batteries?
I'm just using that as an example, because it's one that always stood out.
How about the stuff that, the twisty portable fencing stuff that they used to keep cows in with sharp points on it?
What, barbed wire?
Okay, you said that correct. A lot of people will say bob wire, and that's an incorrect.
Bob wire?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard
anybody. Oh, you've heard, I'll bet half your relatives call it bob wire. Get some barbed wire.
Huh, okay. I don't know that I've ever cut onto that one. I see. Now, this is one that's probably in your line of work, an affidavit.
Yeah, affidavit.
Uh-huh.
You always put the T sound at the end of it. It's not like King David.
Yeah, I think I say David, affidavit.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, I looking through these lists,
I'm probably more of a criminal element than a lawyer.
Bon appetit, French for enjoy your meal. Apparently, you're not supposed to say bon appetit. It's bon appetit. There's no T at the end of it.
Oh, the last T is silent?
Last T is silent.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. That's why when we were in France,
people looked at us funny.
Yeah, because, you know, when we would say
bon appetit, they spotted us right away as being non-French.
Bring us some of those horse ovaries.
40 orbs.
40 orbs, yeah.
Is that on your list?
Horse ovaries? No, I don't think so.
What's this? Mayonnaise?
What? Isn't it mayonnaise? What's it supposed to be?
Mayonnaise. Oh. It's three syllables.
You
didn't you ever watch Officer and Gentleman?
No. What's that got to do with mayonnaise?
Richard Gere's name on the show?
No. What was his name? Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. This is something you can do alone, mayonnaise. I just remember his sergeant yelling at him.
No. I don't remember that. And you know, that was like the second date Suzanne and I went to see Officer and Gentleman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie. I watched that just like a week ago.
Doesn't he like pick up Deborah Winger and carry her out of the factory at the end of it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But that was earlier in the movie. He picked her up and carried her to a bed.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. But I definitely say mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Not even mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
What's the officer that's ranked next above a major?
Colonel?
Colonel is correct. Colonel is not correct.
Who would call it that?
LeBeau in Hogan's Heroes. Didn't he always call him Colonel Hogan?
Yeah. Okay, what about that next one down? The calzone. I always just say calzone, but it's calzone.
Calzone.
I don't know anybody's called it calzone. That's where I probably got looks in Italy too. When I ordered a calzone, and they said, "Do you mean calzone?"
Okay. Wife's family is Italian.
Yeah.
I mean, darned Italian. I mean. To where her grandparents came over from Italy and her dad spoke Italian until he went to grade school and was called Egidio instead of James until he went to the army. And I have never heard any of her family call calzone anything other than a calzone. I've never heard them call calzone. And let's think about this. You've seen the movie Godfather.
See.
Okay. There's a scene where they, I can't remember what they shoot, but they tell him to go kill somebody. But he says, bring back the calzones too, right?
No, it's cannelloni. What are the thing filled with cream?
That's calzones.
That's a calzone?
Yeah, cannelloni's like a
macaroni. Cannoli. No, he says, bring the cannoli.
Bring the cannolis, okay.
Yeah. And cannoli is the thing that's filled with cream. A calzone is like a pizza, like folded. It's like a Hot Pocket.
You're right. They did not say that. You're right, and I'm wrong. You know, that's two episodes where I've had twice to say that.
Wow. I can really never hear it enough.
You know, that's what I always say to people who say, you know, you're right. And I always say, you'd think I'd get tired of hearing that, but I never do.
Okay. My daughter loves to lay out these like wooden cutting boards that are covered with meats and cheeses and snacks and all kinds of.
You mean California Thanksgiving?
California Thanksgiving.
And what do you call that thing? Let me see what I would call it. Charcuterie.
That is what you would call
it. I would have called it charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
Yeah, charcuterie.
It's charcuterie. Okay, what am I saying wrong here?
Charcuterie.
C-L-I-Q-U-E.
A click.
It's a click. Some people call it clicky.
A clique.
I never heard that.
No, that's when you're mispronouncing it.
Must be some other part of the
country. I'm going to go back to charcuterie. Do you remember ever having mom make charcuterie when we were kids?
Charcuterie?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think so either. You know, think about charcuterie.
Charcuterie is like this modern thing. It would be like fondue.
We assume that you're too stupid to cut your cheese into small pieces or your brisket or your blood sausage or whatever, that we're going to cut it into small pieces for you and put it on crackers.
Let me tell you something. I love it. It's made for me. I don't have to do anything. Yeah, just pick it up and throw it in your mouth.
Yeah. Okay, but this is coming from the guy that won't eat jelly beans that's been scooped out of a bin. You know, every time you eat something off a charcuterie board, somebody's touched every piece of cheese and meat before you eat it.
Okay, you've just ruined my charcuterie eating. I will never eat it again.
Calvary.
Thanks, scumbag.
Horse mount combat troops. It's not cavalry. Calvary is where Jesus got crucified.
Here's one.
It's cavalry.
A real estate agent is a
realtor.
Wrong! I think. See, you put three syllables in there. There's only two.
It's not a realtor. It's realtor. Huh. You know.
God, you're stupid.
Who makes the decision as to how these things are supposed to be pronounced?
Yeah. And I love the dictionary.
Yeah, I understand the dictionary has these pronunciations in them, but once most of the people in the world start pronouncing something a certain way, isn't that the correct pronunciation from then on?
No, there's just the majority of people are wrong.
Yeah, but when it comes to how you pronounce a word, isn't that exactly how it gets decided by the majority of people? Or do you say that if you're working in the lab and invent some new chemical or find a new element and you name it, that everyone has to follow that name until the end of time?
Okay, a hidden storage.
I notice you ignore that.
I am. Because you were starting to bore me, and I'm fighting to stay awake.
A cachet.
Yeah. Well, that's the wrong way of saying it.
Are you sure about that? That's twice you've called me out. You must be looking at the wrong side. Cash. Huh, it is a cash. A catch. Like catch. It's got like a TH sound on it, right?
No. It's just cash. Like cash money. It's pronounced that way.
Why wouldn't you just spell it cash then and be done with it?
You should, but it has a different meaning than cash.
What's that what's that area where the South Pole's located?
Antarctica?
And it's not Antarctic. It's Antarctic. You got to have two K sounds in it.
Antarctic.
Antarctic. Because the Arctic up north, right, is actually pronounced Arctic and not Arctic.
Okay, if you have multiple antennas, an ant has how many?
Two.
Two what?
Antennae.
Antenna, not antenna. Antenna. Two antenna.
It's pronounced the same way?
I think so.
Have you ever seen any creature with one antenna?
Not naturally.
So there's really no point to that, is there?
Why do we even have that word? But what if you have just one antenna on the roof of your house?
Doesn't one of the...
As opposed to, well, that house has two antennae, whereas that house has just an antenna.
One of the Teletubbies just had one antenna, too.
Teletubby. Can you name the Teletubbies?
Can you? I will be astonished and embarrassed if you can.
Poe. I think that's the only one I can think of right now.
Well, that's enough.
Yah-yah. Foe. So,
are they still a thing?
Teletubbies?
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a creepy show, though. They lived in this like fairy tale land in these little round houses, and the landscape was covered with rabbits.
Okay, here's a question for you.
And they all... No, they didn't all, but some of them carried like purses.
And whatever. Okay.
And they did have antennae.
Yeah, but they were strange-shaped antennae.
Yeah, some were like triangular shaped, some were circle-shaped,
some just single stick up. You got a kid show, like Barney, for instance, or the Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Captain Kangaroo, whatever. You know, and the kids grow up, and they're not going to watch Barney anymore, right? But the next batch of babies, do you really need to develop an entirely new show? Just because you got a new...
I think Barney's still fine.
...generation of the kids?
I think Barney stands the test of time.
Sesame Street. But what I'm saying is, like on Sesame Street, for instance, kids just rerun them. Like, why would you make new ones after...
I agree.
You know, let's say you got 5 years worth in the tank. No kid's going to keep watching it after 5 years. They're just going to move on to video games.
Well, absolutely. Let's see. What were the names of the Teletubbies?
Oh, you're still worrying about this, are you?
Lala, Poe, Tinky Winky, and Dipsy.
You're a Dipsy.
I had half right.
What's the second month of the year in the Gregorian calendar?
February. Yeah, I'm aware of that, but I never take the time to pronounce it correctly. February. Like you're going to brew something right in the middle.
February. Like a kangaroo. You got to put a kangaroo in the middle of it to get it right.
Hell, there's a whole other page of stuff here that I don't say right. Especially?
How about an infectious disease that causes you to vacate your innards a lot?
Where are you at?
Second from the top on D page.
Oh, diphtheria?
Yeah, it's not diphtheria.
Diphtheria. It's, how do they get diff out of that?
That pH has an F sound.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Every time you've had diphtheria over the year and complained about it, you were using the wrong word.
Yeah, well, and I also using the wrong for when they were making the center of my eye bigger. You know, you go in there and they put a drop in your eye and it makes the pupil get bigger.
Dilate.
Yeah, how you say that.
I just said dilate, didn't I?
You've used three syllables, but there's only two if you say it right. Dilate.
Yeah.
But everybody says dilate.
Honey, I got diphtheria again. Oh, you meant diphtheria.
Oh, that's something totally different.
Now I'm worried about you. Well, she's worried anyway. You know what's scary? Is that the way you learn your words, like language, right?
Yeah.
A great deal of your language you've learned before you take the first step into a school building.
Oh, yeah. You're going there saying it wrong already.
You're at the mercy of your parents when it comes to learning language.
Heck, yeah.
The odds are that if they mispronounce a word, you're going to be stuck for the rest of your life.
How did you grow up learning to say peony?
Piney bushes.
The piney bushes?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think that's right?
It's peony.
I'm not sure about that.
Look it up. Is it on your list?
No.
But I'm sure as hell ain't piney. Okay. It ain't piney.
Here's one that I struggle with. I struggle with two things in the modern world. Those little cartoon things that they'll stick into an email. A GIF. How do you pronounce that?
GIF?
No.
How do you say it?
I always say gif, like gift, but that's not right. It's got a
gif.
It's pronounced like the peanut butter.
Yeah, I see that now.
A gif. And here's the other one. What is that other one? Okay. A popular image or trend that circulates online. M-E-M-E.
A meme? We don't say meme?
That is correct. You get a gold star. Oh. It's not meme.
Oh, I've never heard anybody say meme.
Well, it's got two me's, meme. Why wouldn't you say meme?
What about the next one down? Something that's a small version of something larger?
Miniature.
I say miniature.
But it's miniature.
And we're both wrong. There's four syllables.
Miniature.
Miniature.
Miniature. How about that devilish one about two down from that? Likely to cause trouble.
Mischievous?
It's not mischievous. It's
mischievous.
Mischievous. Do you say mischievous?
I used to, and now I say mischievous.
So you can learn.
I've changed my ways.
You can learn.
I think somebody corrected me.
How about when you're brewing coffee and it's splashing up in that glass thing on top that they used to have?
Percolate?
Percolate. That's not right. Percolate. To trickle through. Do they still make coffee makers that have those things on them anymore? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Didn't they used to have a commercial that the coffee was brewing and they'd play that song in the background?
Yeah. But it was a little glass ball on top of a coffee pot.
Yeah.
And it would splash up inside of that for some unfathomable reason. What did that add to the coffee making process?
I guess it stirred it up. What it was doing was drawing the hot water from the bottom of the pot and then spraying it down over the coffee grounds.
Huh.
That's what it was doing.
You know,
percolating.
I tended to think you're right there. How about a doctor's note that indicates a desired medication?
A prescription?
It's not a prescription. It's a prescription.
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 Prescription. You know, this episode is one of the most educational episodes we've had.
This one, I say this one wrong, definitely. Right after prescription, above others in standing.
Prestigious.
Prestigious. I say prestigious, but it's prestigious.
Prestigious. Prestigious.
Prestigious.
Hmm.
Prestigious.
Okay, how about the collection of leaves and trees? It's fall. I'm going to go look at the colors. I'm going to go look at the...
I don't know the answer to what you're saying.
It's the foliage.
Foliage.
Foliage. Not
the
just
foliage.
Not just foliage.
I think I just used two syllables there. Foliage.
Foliage.
It's foliage.
Foliage. Foliage. Foliage. Foliage.
Okay, what about these edible seeds from the chenopodium plant?
I don't even know what that is.
It's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A.
I've never even seen that word. I have no conception how to pronounce it.
You've never eaten anything with quinoa in it?
Quinoa?
Yeah.
Quinoa. No.
Quinoa.
I have not. What's that Greek sandwich with lamb and meat in it?
Gyro!
It's not.
It's not a gyro?
You said gyro, didn't you?
I said gyro.
Oh, gyro is right.
Oh, okay.
It should have a Y sound at the start of it. But it sure as heck looks like gyro.
It looks like gyro.
You know, I'm thinking of going to Greece sometime in the future. The first thing I'm going to do is straighten out pronunciation of that the first time I order one.
You think you can do that to an entire nation? What about
you gotta start someplace.
Someone who believes in the supremacy of a group?
Okay. I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Is it supremacist? I say supremacist.
It is supremacist.
It's supremacist.
Supremacist?
Yeah, supremacist.
Not supremacist?
Nope. Yeah. Supremacist.
Did we talk about
you're
that?
You're such an idiot.
Do you know how you're...
Okay, here we go. The little French cookies that are like all different colors, and they were all over Paris when we were there. And they're like little tiny cookies, and they're filled with cream. And
macaroons?
That is the wrong way.
You know, we're not doing too good.
It's a macaron.
A macaron?
Isn't that the name of their president right now?
I think so. That's Mark Kahn, isn't it?
Right, probably.
So your wife is a big fan of those. I know that you go buy those.
I do buy macaron.
When you were in Paris, and I know she bought some there, did you specifically say, I want some macarons?
I did.
Oh, ho, ho.
Bon.
Buongiorno. That's Italian, isn't it?
Just to say bon, yeah, I think is Italian.
Okay, I'm done talking. I'm done looking at words.
Is it distressing you that the majority of them you're saying wrong?
It's concerning me that I'm saying so many of them wrong over the years.
No big deal.
How about a Swiss-style house in the mountains?
A chalet?
That is correct. You get a gold star. It's not a chalet. It's not a chalet.
What's a depressant drug?
Barbiturate.
That's what I say, barbiturate. But it's barbiturite.
Barbiturite.
I say barbiturate, but it's barbiturate.
So instead of C-H-O-O, it's C-H-U-R.
Yeah. That's really splitting hairs, I think.
How about someone who plays sports?
Athlete?
Yeah, it's not athlete. Athlete is correct. You get a gold star for that one.
What about expressing something in words? I always say verbiage, but it's...
It is verbiage.
Verbiage is three syllables.
I don't think so. Huh. Food. Look at your page under the V's for Victor.
Vittles!
And that is correct! The word that looks like victual...
Yeah?
...is pronounced vittle. When you hear the word vittles, what do you think of?
Jethro, Bodine.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. They were always eating vittles. Yeah. And they were doing it right. They were saying it right.
They were saying
that
it
correct. That was the most sophisticated thing that they were saying.
That is
right. Regardless of where they were from.
Right. They say vittles. So if you walked into your house tonight and say, Sarah, fix us up some vittles.
And she'd say, stop being such a hillbilly. Say it right. Okay, so you have a shapely woman.
I do.
And you would say that she is, starts with a V.
A vixen?
No.
Voluptuous.
Yes! I don't know what's wrong here. Some people say voluptuous.
Voluptuous? Like with a lump in it?
Yeah.
Nah.
I've not heard anybody say that. Maybe they say that in a different part of the country.
Voluptuous. If I say voluptuous, Suzanne would say, good boy. If I say voluptuous, just slap me.
Okay. You put this on your steak. It's like a sauce that you put on your...
Ketchup?
No, starts with a W.
Oh, Worcestershire.
How'd you say it?
Worcestershire.
Okay. You're not getting the correct one or the wrong one. You're somewhere... In between.
Worcestershire sauce.
You bastardized it on your own.
When I go into the store and get a bottle of that, that brown stuff is Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire.
The way that most people are saying it wrong is Worcester.
Yes, that's correct.
But it's correct to say Worcestershire.
Oh, God. I've made mention of my Boston wife, right?
Yeah, and you say Gloucester?
Gloucester, yeah. She don't like that. Also, there's Worcester.
Right.
When we drive to Boston, I drive past Worcester, and I have to get slapped around that they pronounce it Worcester.
Yeah, how do they get that? How do they come up with that?
I have no conception. Because it's obviously Worcester.
Ain't right.
I don't, and you know what? I haven't had any better luck straightening them out on that than I'm probably going to have straightening out those Greek guys on those gyros.
Yeah, they can't even say harbor right.
Haba.
Bah Haba. Everybody else in the world is
Bar Harbor.
But there, in Bar Harbor, they say Bah Haba.
You know, but that doesn't make it right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Just because they live there and pronounce it that way doesn't mean that's the correct way to pronounce it.
What happened to them? Why did they all start talking differently than the rest of the country? What makes someone do that?
Because it's like a holdover of the British language.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like Cockney, they kind of drop their letters.
Okay, well, what made people down south start talking with their...
That's adding letters down there.
All right. It doesn't matter. To each his own. As long as people start using the words that we brought up today correctly, everything will be fine.
This is an episode designed to make the world a better place.
It was instructional.
Yeah.
Maybe destructional.
Is that how you pronounce that?
No, I'm just making this up as I go. But the thing is, let me tell you something. We're out of time.
You need a glass jar where you put a quarter in it every time you say, let me tell you something.
What's wrong with me saying, let me tell you something?
Because it's...
What's wrong with that?
It's like you're becoming senile and you're repeating yourself.
But I've been doing that all my life.
Yeah, more so. See you later from Rick Alligator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Jen's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes. Substitute. Because there aren't any.